say the room, when you want to say it's painful, the room?
Rheumatics?
Would you say that rheumatics, finish the sentence then.
Are painful.
Would you say the same thing, probably?
Rheumatics is very painful.
Okay. Children used to die of quite a bit. Now they get some kind of an inoculation. They strangle. It was croup, of course, but there was another one,
diphtheria.
And yours?
Diphtheria.
May have noticed that you pronounce those differently, too.
That one I noticed. Most of them I don't.
A person turns yellow, his eyeballs are yellow, he has yellow...
Yellow jaundice.
And if you get doubled up and you have a pain in your right side, you have to have something taken out, you have a bad case of...
Appendicitis.
We're nearing the home stretch here.
Oh, well, it hasn't it's really been quite amusing or interesting.
Glad. A person who is sick right here, you might say he's sick.
To his stomach.
Sick to his stomach.
To. That's sick to, sick on, sick at has a variation.
Yes.
We're sick at our stomach and our.
And what was the other one too? When
sick
I
on, sick
oh,
at.
Sick on. I never heard that one at all.
Sick in, even.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, if you had some, heard some good news, you say, a man next door had some, heard some good news, and of course when you hear good news, you want to go over and tell it. So he said he, over here.
He came over?
To.
He told it.
He came over to.
Came over to our house.
Why?
To tell.
You didn't say for to tell, or?
No, we wouldn't say for to tell.
I ask you, will you be home tomorrow? And you say, yes.
Yes, I will be.
And you say,
yes, I will.
And I'm speaking to you as a group. Will you two be home tomorrow? You say, yes, we.
We will be.
Okay. Yes, we will be.
It was after the construction. Fellow, see him, a young gentleman at the young lady's house. Time after time, you might suspect that they're in an old...
Going together, we used to say some.
Keeping company.
Keeping company, or once in a while courting, but not usually, I think.
Going together or keeping company.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the most
or
common.
Now, of course, we say dating.
Even older than that, you remember your folks using that term, or anybody's? Would they say sparking? Or?
Yes, I do remember that.
And if he doesn't come anymore, you might suspect that she
quit him or they broke off.
Broke up. You'd say off, up.
No, I guess either way.
Probably.
Broke up, I guess, is really what our young folks say anyway.
Would you ever have said that maybe she gave him the sack or gave him the anything, the mitten? Gave him the mitten?
I think I've heard that, but...
Not yours.
No sack, I haven't even
she
heard.
She jilted him?
Jilted.
Yes, that's...
That you might have used. Or she kicked him?
She quit him, just
quit
plain
him.
Quit him.
Okay. Remember the name of the noisy serenade after the wedding?
Yes.
That was the...
Chivalry, we called it.
Chivalry.
Mm-hmm. Now the man who stands at the wedding stands up with the bridegroom. Is the man who is in the circle.
Best man.
Mm-hmm. And the lady who stands up with the bridesmaid.
Is the maid or matron of honor.
The bridesmaid, would you call her? Or?
Yes, if she's unmarried, and if she's married, she'd be matron. No, we wouldn't either.